It's actually the perfect introduction to my guests who are here on the Oasis right now. I have Attila Glatz and Marion Glatz of Attila Glatz Productions. Thank you both for dropping by.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Well, I know you're super busy right now. You're getting all these big shows set up. So first, we're going to talk about Bravissimo Opera's Greatest Hits, which is happening on New Year's Eve at Roy Thompson Hall.
Indeed, and also 7 o'clock so people can have time to get out by 9:30, you know, and
see, that's
celebrate.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So you have the cultural sort of elegant part of your evening and then you go to the party.
You can mess up everything.
And actually this Brindisi that we just heard from Traviata, that's how you're going to send everybody
exactly,
off.
Exactly, right? That's so the party song.
The party song. Okay, so tell me, how long have you been doing Bravissimo?
Well, this is going to be the 11th year, believe it or not, and it's a very, very successful event. And, you know, the beauty of it is that you don't have to sit 3 hours to wait for the hit. It's coming. Every song is a hit.
Yeah. Do you program it yourself?
Well, I have a programming committee, yes.
Yeah.
And we're putting it together. Also, we consult with the artists, obviously.
Tell me about the artists. Tell me about the singers.
Well, first of all, we have two wonderful young sopranos. They have fabulous voices and they look beautiful. And we auditioned them in Europe in the summertime. The one soprano is Ekaterina Kudryavtseva.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Sarah Gersh from Vienna.
Who must be quite accomplished because I see she's singing things like the letter aria from Eugene Onegin, which is not easy to sing.
Yes, exactly. And we are very pleased that we could feature something from Onegin.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful opera, as you know. And we also have Sarah, who was just playing Salome, the title role in Budapest with the Hungarian State Opera.
Cool.
And the producer said that I was waiting for 30 years until I found a real Salome.
So what have you got her singing besides the letter aria? Dich Teure Halle. You've got her doing Tannhäuser.
Exactly,
right?
And yeah. Some Mozart, actually, because nice. She's one of the soloists with the Vienna Mozart Orchestra, and she's singing in the Musikverein, in the State Opera, and we're going to do that great duet with the baritone Papageno, Papageno.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
So lots of fun.
Your conductor, Michelangelo Mazza, this is his first time, you said?
Yes, it's first time in Toronto, and
he'll have fun.
He's coming from Italy, but he performed everywhere in the Carnegie Hall and the Tchaikovsky Hall in Moscow, and Tokyo, St. Petersburg. A very, very experienced conductor.
You've got a full symphony orchestra. You've got a 40-voice chorus. It's
yes.
going to be absolutely spectacular. There are still tickets available, but you say it regularly sells out, so people shouldn't wait
it usually
too
does sell
long.
Out, yes.
Go to roythompsonhall.com for
absolutely.
Tickets and more information. So, Attila, the other show that Attila Glatz Productions puts on every year is called Salute to Vienna, and Marion is going to talk about that. Marion, come and sit at this mic where you and I can actually see each other.
Oh,
so how long has Salute to Vienna been going on?
Salute to Vienna has been going on for 25 years.
That's amazing.
And we
That's
are
right.
thrilled, and we are so happy that the audience accepted and is celebrating every year this concert. And it is such a wonderful tradition, and it. And we see in our audience now younger people.
Really?
And this is so wonderful. Younger people catching up the tradition and what it means to their life. And this is absolutely wonderful to see that.
So is it mostly Europeans who come? I mean, the Viennese New Year's thing is very
Maybe in the very beginning when we started 25 years ago. But now it is crossover. All nationalities are coming.
Wow.
And we see this every year because we do watch our audience closely.
Yeah,
and it is fantastic to see so many nationalities. And there are certainly people with their roots, European roots, where the great-grandfather immigrated to this country. But
so these concerts are at 2:30 in the afternoon, so it means you can sleep in after your New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day, you have a leisurely brunch and then you head to the concert.
You have a leisurely brunch and then you listen to this wonderful music of Johann Strauss, the beautiful waltzes and polkas.
And you have dancers, you have ballet
dancers. And you have
dancers.
Oh, it's a feast for the senses. It's for the entire family. The children love it. Because this is not just the... Sometimes concerts can be boring, but we are playing we are playing 18 pieces, and there's a lot of action. And we have a conductor who is from London, but he is very good with the audience and very funny. And
Alistair
he will connect. He will connect with the audience, and this will be another treat.
Fantastic. And you've got a soprano, you've got a tenor, you've got ballet dancers, and you've got ballroom dancers as well, champion ballroom dancers as well. So you really can't go wrong. Again, these concerts do sell out, so get your tickets earlier rather than later. And you've got one show at Roy Thomson Hall January 1st at 2:30, and you've got a show on the 30th at Hamilton.
At Hamilton,
which is great. Okay. Anything I've forgotten to ask you? Anything we need to add, Attila, Marion? Or you need to go and work on your setup, right?
Yeah. we do indeed. We don't, at the time, we don't sleep anymore. Because 25 concerts is quite an undertaking,
but
it's very exciting.
At some point. All right, thank you so much for dropping by the Oasis. I can't wait for the concerts, and Happy New Year.
Thank you to you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.